Hey, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast that you are currently tuned into. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for spending your day with me Monday through Friday. If you are new here, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I've got a Facebook support group where we post journal prompts, and you can go to my website at brandonlynette.com. Check out all the other cool things I have to offer. If you are looking to purchase my books, Amazon bestseller three times with my first book, I would like to do the same thing with Fuck Luck Bitches, and I'm going to need your help to do that. So you can check out my books at onceuponatimebitches.com. Takes you directly to the Amazon link where you find some cool tools to get you through the process. Okay. I am opening space for clients, not just my psilocybin gurus, but to help one-on-one facilitate your mindfulness, your empowerment, just to totally take on your mindset. Okay, I can help you through that. So you just need to message me when you sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. You'll get an email back from me, and then I can just respond to that. Okay, email me at brandonlynette.com so that we can have a conversation if this would be a good fit for you. Okay. Okay, so we've done the housekeeping. And bitch, I'm just gonna tell you, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted again. It's like late at night here where it feels like midnight. It's not. It's 11. It's 11. And my day has been interesting. Okay, you guys know I spill tea here all the time. Just talk about my personal biz, throw it all out there. And if you have been with me on my journey, you guys know that I am pretty estranged from my mom. Okay. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you could start with Once Upon a Time Bitches. That's like the perfect place to start. Okay. In and out of our lives, this has been my thing. And we're going to talk about mental toughness today. We're going to talk about, mental energy, because it takes that mental energy to be able to carry us when things hit us. Okay. And it's funny because I walked in, I bartended tonight, and I walk in and my coworker just sees my energy right away and it's heavy. And she's like, whoa, I feel like this heaviness, right? And she's definitely a very aware, alert person, and we read off each other, right? Because I was like calling her out the day before, and she just felt it right away. And she's like, that's heavy, because I kind of told her what was going on. So I'll give you guys a clue and I'll tell you how I kind of broke through it and just continued on my day without it carrying me down. Because when shit happens in our day, we end up taking that and letting it control our mood, our energy, and where our focus goes. Okay. While she could see I had a load, I wasn't becoming the weight of what I was carrying. Okay. And this was well past, I'd already done my morning routines. I'd even finished my workout. Like I was literally laying on the couch with my husband. I had a 30-minute window before I had to get in the shower to get ready for work. Okay. Laying on the couch, my phone rings. Okay. And it was my mom, and her and my daughter talk quite, like, I don't know, a handful of times. Okay. Not that often. Maybe I could count on one hand how much they've talked in the past year or so. And the thing is, I always tell Zayden, like, she wanted to call her grandma. I let her, she decides for herself where her relationship is going to be with someone. But the last time my mom specifically called me was the last time we really were talking. And this was like 7 years ago, okay, 6 years ago. And I answered the phone like excited, because I'm still that dumbass who was like, oh my God, I wish I had a mom in my life, right? And I was still very much in love with the idea of who she could be in my life, of who I wanted her to be. And you guys, I'm out here struggling, okay? I've got six kids. I am not a perfect mom, but I know I fuck up and I say sorry. Right? Like we grow from our shit. We just don't mess up and then sweep it under the rug. We have the tough conversations. No matter how hard it is for them, and no matter how long it takes, like I'm here. Whatever you need to talk about or deal with, let's do it. Okay. And I own my shit. Like I can say sorry that I did this and I'm sorry this came off this way. Like I can own my shit. And it's like my superpower. And I think if you want to be a good mom, there's no such thing as perfect. Okay. You're going to fuck up your kids, dude. Like that's just the part of life. You're going to fuck up your kids. All right. The best thing you could do for yourself is to take ownership and not be afraid to say sorry. Right. And to not sweep it under the rug and just pretend like nothing happened. And I feel like this is a toxic trait in, just the generational trauma through my family line. Like this family is just they have habits. And when they decide to cut people out, I mean, we still do it. I just started talking to a sister I haven't talked to in 12 years. Okay. We're easy to cut each other out. You know, it's a weird thing. It's just part of our DNA, I guess. And that's just what happened. So the last time I answered the phone with her, I was very excited because, you know, come on, we weren't talking that much. We had just kind of reconciled or whatever you want to call it. And she just started cussing me out. She's like, "What the fucking fuck?" And I know I've talked about this here, and welcome to the Brandon Lynette show, because we're gonna talk about it again. And so I let her go on her rant and let her cuss me out. And I'm sitting there because I know I'm sitting on my back steps. I will never forget this moment. I'm like, I have to let her go. And by let her go, I mean like emotionally, mentally, physically, like I just can't talk to her anymore. Okay. And so I'm like, "Are you done?" And she just said, "Yeah. So what are you guys doing?" Okay. Like literally cusses me out and then is like nothing. Like, okay, so what are you guys doing? Like if we were going to have a conversation, you know what I mean? So here's my thing. Okay. This is the first time that she has called, and my daughter always takes the phone. She knows I'm like, when you're done with grandma, you hang up with her. Like, this is your thing. Okay. I'm not really part of it. And I'm cordial, you guys. I'm not rude. Right. Like, you know, it's very surface stuff. Like, you know, oh, hey, okay. Well, today, you know, my daughter's on the phone and my mom specifically asked for me. And so I'm like, okay, it was a little, it was just weird. Okay. So I answered the phone and, you know, she's telling me about some family plans they have, and she invited me to come. Her mom, my grandma's not doing so well. And they're not, you know, they're not sure where that's going. So they wanted to do like a family reunion, get together surprise party for her in June. And she wanted me to be invited and to invite my sisters. And, you know, I could tell she's upset on the phone. So I'm not, you know, I'm not going to tear into her. I'm not going to just get all confrontational. But it weighs on me because there's this whole energy of like she just acts like nothing. Okay. And thank God for microdosing. Today was a microdose day. So what I did is I compartmentalized that energy and I still have it with me. It's very much with me, but it did not consume me today. It's with me because I need to take some time to not, this is part of the mental toughness journey that we are talking about. Part of your mental energy is being able to face the issues. Okay. And I know, like, you know, I was going to work, I was going to bartend. I can't deal with that now. I can't literally just call her right now. So I compartmentalize it and I don't let it consume me. I don't let it consume me, but it is a weight. It's a weight of like, how do we just act like nothing? And I said it a few weeks ago. The time is coming. I feel it. I know the shift has happened where we have to have this tough conversation of like, we can't just pretend nothing has happened. Like, there's so much toxic shit in our lives. I don't want to fake it anymore. You know, if you want to be in my life, we have to have like this 100% full front conversation. And, you know, I'm dealing with the honest truth. What is the truth? If I confront her and I'm like, we need to take responsibility, both of us, because this is toxic. It's a toxic relationship. Okay. She's never really owned her shit. And I don't think she's someone who has found that, you know, happiness truly. And when you're with someone who is toxic, and then on top of that, they're not even trying to nurture their happiness, it's poison, right? It's not fun. Every time I used to get off the phone with her, I would always feel weighed down and bad and like not good. Literally, she's the kind of person that if I was like, "Oh, mom, I'm getting my book published," she would have something negative to say. You know, like, "Oh my God," and something bad. Like it was just always something negative, you know, like, yes, I've had six babies. And if you guys knew the number of miscarriages I had right now, it's astronomical. Okay. I've been pregnant a lot in my life, a lot. And I've lost a lot of babies. Okay. Every single time I would have a positive pregnancy test, like, I'm excited. Okay. I'm a baby addict. And I'm like, this is love. This is life. That was never the case. It was just like, oh my God. Like, it was just so. And then, you know, I'd miscarry and I'd be like, "Oh, I hope you're happy, 'cause you sure the hell didn't want that to happen," you know, and I'd carry resentment. Like, I used to drink the poison, and it was that day on my back steps where I realized like I had to just virtually let her go, you know, and it sucks. It sucks because my kids don't have a grandma. And the truth is, she's a great person, you guys. She's a great person outside of this interpersonal relationship, okay? If you met her, she would be funny, she's kind, she's loving. Like, she has a lot of these great attributes. You know what I'm saying? This is my bloodline. I know I chose her. I know I chose her for whatever reason, because I knew that I would come out on the other end empowered. I was here to break this generational curse, and I have fought my fucking ass off to do that. Okay. Every single day that I wake up, that is a part of my mission to break this cycle of dysfunction in our family. And I feel like as of today, I'm doing a great fucking job. It might blow up in my face in a couple weeks, but then I'll just start over and keep trying. Okay. I would never fucking give up. I'm tired of just the toxic, ugh. I'm tired of surface relationships. I want real and raw. If you can't be real and raw, like, I don't like to fake it, bitch. Like, it takes too much energy for me to fake shit. Okay. My face doesn't fake it. My mouth doesn't fake it. Nothing. Like, that's it. We're going to be real and we're going to be honest, because what the fuck else is the point? So what do I miss out on? I have this confrontational talk with her and she gets pissed off and never talks to me. Well, we're already not talking, right? Or I choose to have the tough conversation and it goes somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And then I set those boundaries, because if she hasn't changed as a person, everywhere she goes, there she is, right? If she hasn't changed as a person, then I know that we're not good for each other, right? Because I live on the other side. I live on the other side of the rainbow, where like magic happens, right? Where I'm like, we fucking create our life. That's why you listen to this, because I've empowered you to stand on your own two feet, empowered you to become your own hero, empowered you to take your power back and to start taking over as the actual driver of your fucking life. Okay. We don't leave our shit to chance. If we don't like something about our life, we're going to do what it takes to change it. Okay. And you have to protect your energy. And I'm being very mindful in this case of protecting my energy. I know tonight my meditation before I go to bed is going to be about releasing my bias. Okay. Because there's still that little girl in me that is like, oh my God, what if we could be really close again? What if my mom could come back into my kids' lives? And the thing is, they're fucking cynics. I'm going to be honest. My kids are cynical of people. Okay. I've got in-laws that, you know, don't give a fuck. Okay. They're very sweet when they're here face to face. But the truth is, we see them a handful of times a year and they don't give a shit. And my kids have seen that. Okay. They're not involved in our lives. And they're literally in next to us. Okay. Like 20 minutes away in a several directions. Okay. I mean, 45 minutes for dad. It's whatever. The point is, like, they're cynical. They've seen my family not be a part of them. And then I move far away from my dad. And I mean, he's probably the only person still that they can be around where it's not awkward. Okay. But they don't take, they just don't. I mean, they don't like the fake shit either. And they have stranger danger awareness, and they, you know, they're cynical about it. And that breaks my fucking heart. It really does. I wish it could be different. So there's that dreamer in me that is like, what if, you know, she could come back in and just be who we all want her to be? But I have to be prepared that that's not reality, right? I can't control what she does. We can control our perspectives. And I have to give myself that awareness to be able to release all of it, the outcome. I cannot be, you know, stuck on what happens. I have to just be able to witness it and know that I'm going to thrive either way. My life doesn't change. Okay. Whether she's in it or not, I still wake up and I put on my own pants and I do my own thing. Like, I do the thing. She's never been able to stop that. She just adds an extra weight to, you know, drag me down, honestly. Like, it's those people that are just negative. They don't feel good. So it's just not a happy conversation. It's not a happy time. Right. So I have to go through that healing process, and then I have to process the emotions of like journaling tomorrow about how to start the conversation, right? Because we all know if we're coming from a level of maturity, we can't come in on a full attack, okay? So the question can't just be like, why are we acting like shit hasn't happened? You know, you got to be gentle with people. I know that I have to be the bigger person and understand like where she's coming from and why she's been this way. And she made a comment that our grandma missed us. Okay. My mom and my dad got divorced quite a few years ago and it was pretty nasty. And we actually, my sisters and I, all three testified on my dad's side. And my mom and her sisters and her mom were not happy. Okay. That's a lot of where like the strife kind of happened. Okay. But that's it. We all chose our own truth and we stuck to that. Okay. When you put kids in the middle and make them choose, they're gonna fucking choose, and you have to be ready for that. Okay. They choose their truth. We chose our truth. And so the last time we all saw our grandma, she was not nice. Like they didn't talk to us, they didn't look at us. It was nasty. Okay. It was like really uncomfortable. And you know, it felt weird to me because like I don't think they consider our version of that. So this is the idea my sisters and I have. And my mom made this comment of like, Maga really misses you girls. That's what we call my grandma, okay? Maga. She's like, she really misses you girls. And you know, I feel that twinge in my mouth because bitch, I'm still mouthy, okay? I'm still that person that I can be fast and nasty, okay? And that fast and nasty voice came up in my throat, and I was like, misses us. Like she's not had shit to do with us either. Okay. So just that, it's that. I can see her side. You know, my husband is like, you know, your grandma chose her daughter's side. And, you know, he really stood up for the situation to show me a different perspective. And that's what I need. So a lot of praying tonight for perspective, just to be able to see their sides of things so that it's not a full-on attack. And I think if you're going through the process of interpersonal relationships in your life, you have to protect your boundaries, but be able to see other perspectives. Okay. You protect your energy 100% when you can do that, when you are firm on your foundation of your belief, because the truth is, whether she wants it to be or not, I have my truth. Okay. I know my version of the story. I know the trauma that I carry. Whether that was her intention or not, that's not where we're at, because this is my truth. And that's something I've learned to deal with my kids. I've never, there's some conversations where I'm like, this is really uncomfortable. But then I have to acknowledge, okay, this is your truth. And that sucks. I'm sorry. Where do we go from here? You know what I mean? I've done shit where their truth is not something I could even have imagined. And I'm like, oh my God, that is not what I meant. That's not what I intended. Of course, I never, ever, ever want to hurt my kids. And I feel like I want to give her the benefit of the doubt that she's had the same experience. She didn't want to hurt us. And she, you know, whatever her self-preservation mode was, that's kind of what she went through. So some of the ways that I can, you know, mentally prepare myself. Okay. Number one is like, I'm sticking to the meditation tonight. Okay. I'm waking up and I'm doing the praying. I'm doing the workouts. I'm getting the exercise. I'm going to eat the food that makes me feel good. I'm just going to protect my energy, you guys. And these choices, the things that we've been talking about all week, this compiles to real life shit. And this is the example I want to give you guys. Okay. The shit hit me hard. And like, fight or flight, Brandon, the one that's reactive, this could have been a whole emotional thing. Okay. Like a whole emotional thing, because, you know, I'm messaging my sisters and they're like, what the fuck? You know, and because they haven't talked to her in a decade either. So it's just a whole lot of shit, right? You've got to protect your energy and your space because life is going to happen. Okay. These long lost people are going to come into your life and you're going to have to face the shit head on, no matter how long you think you've been avoiding it, or you've been running from it, or just tucked it away. The truth is, at the end of the day, she's still my mom. She's alive. There's going to be something, some colliding. Okay. No matter, you know, whatever it is, there's some level of just, we're going to collide. And that's kind of how this works. And when you guys are colliding with someone that has broken your spirit, or, you know, broken your heart, broken your energy, just fucked you up, I want you to be good. I want you to be good with you. Okay, so part of what's going to be important to me is like, I have to get my sleep tonight. I've got to get my body in the sunshine tomorrow. And Michigan weather, please. The sun was out for like a whole 20 minutes today. And bitch, you better believe I was standing outside barefoot. I had to clean the shit boxes. I took myself out and I was milking it before the clouds covered, because this stuff makes a fucking difference. Okay, it makes a difference. Keeping hydrated, doing the things, like just staying absolutely present in every moment. Okay. It's like I said last night, we're not going to be doing one thing while we're thinking about another. You're exhausting yourself if that's the thought you're trying to have. If you're just thinking about all the other shit you have to do, that it's not going to work. And then you're doing this task like out of just like, bleh, right? It's part of that. You've got to have the gratitude, right? How can you have gratitude when you're washing dishes? Bitch, there are people that don't have a sink or running water to wash dishes in. You know, that's the truth. There's a lot of fucking poverty in this country, a lot. How many hoarders are out there without running water, dishes piling up, and mice defecating all over their kitchen? This shit's a reality. That's the reality for someone. So there is that level of gratitude of like, shit, thank you for letting me be the person that has the energy and strength to be up here doing dishes, right? Having that gratitude, and I have the gratitude. I know, for a long time, people were like, that's your mom. You have to forgive her. You have to talk to her, right? Everybody's like, that's your family. No, bitch, I will never be that person that tells you that, okay? Because the truth is, if your family's toxic, fuck your family, okay? That's it. That's it. That's all there is to it. You set your boundaries and you know what's good for you. And I don't give a fuck if they're blood, okay? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Toxic is toxic. And I would hear this all the time. And I don't believe it's true. But I have these people that are like, she's gonna die and you're gonna regret this. And, I've asked myself that question. I take myself there. I'm like, okay, like actually, when she called today, I could tell she was like kind of upset. I don't know. She kind of sounded like she was crying, but I couldn't tell. Maybe she had a cold or something, and then, she's telling me about her mom. And I thought, honestly, when she asked to talk to me, I thought that maybe my grandma died. Okay. And I'll be honest about my reaction. There wasn't one. Like, I would have just been like, I'm really sorry, mom. Where does that go? Like, I've not had a relationship with these people for 100 fucking years. There's not a response. There's not a reaction. I have to gauge those things. Like, how far down have I pushed things? Like, it's, am I pushing it down? Am I avoiding it? Or do I really just not give a fuck? And the truth is, I don't, I'm very indifferent of like, I'm sorry for the people that are still here when you lose a loved one, but if you're toxic, you're toxic. Family or not, it doesn't matter. Can change happen? Absolutely. Can people grow and mature? And I feel like I'm very hopeful in that every time I'm breaking this curse, everything I do to strengthen the future for my bloodline, I feel like it kind of goes back and heals the people behind me, right? And I think, Brandon, maybe she's reaching out. This is what I tell myself. Maybe she's reaching out and feeling like this because she feels that level of healing and it's drawing her to me. Maybe they know that. Maybe they can feel that something has shifted and they're gonna be different. They would show up different. It's a different experience. And then again, I think, they've had quite a few losses in their family. Like my mom lost her brother last year, my grandma lost her son and just lost her best friend. And I think death makes you think of things different. Okay. And if I don't know, it's just different for everybody. Right. But I am protecting my energy, not just my physical energy to make sure I can still function and do everything I need to do throughout the day, but to be able to stay just mentally aware. Like everybody's like, we have a limited amount of physical energy, right? But we also have a limited amount of mental energy too. Okay. That's it. You have, I think it makes me think about like, who's the f a phone guy? I know who started it. Albert Einstein. He used to have a bunch of different sets of clothes, so he wouldn't have to make a decision about what to wear. Okay. It was like the same stuff. That's it. He specifically knew what he could choose because he had the capacity and the mental energy to do the things. Okay. And have you ever done that? Like where you have to like choose an outfit and it takes you for fucking ever because you're overthinking it. You're changing your clothes. You're doing all the things. And I think it's a lot of these guys, like the, why can I not think of his name? And I know you guys are screaming at me through the whatever, the iPhone guy, the Apple guy, he did the same thing. Like, just had all the same clothes, and you don't have to think about what you're wearing. Everybody knows that mental capacity is limited, mental energy is limited. So, how do we recharge all that? Like, I know my energy was maxed out today. It's absolutely maxed out. I still, walked in the cold tonight. Walking into the house from my car, and I'm just like, I've got this. I'm going to record this podcast. I'm going to feel good. It's good. I feel good. I feel good about this. Nothing's going to recharge my brain right now. Nothing's going to recharge my intellect and emotions better than getting some sleep. Okay. You have like a terrible day. If you can just sleep it off, I promise the next day looks writer. 100%. It always does that. It's always like that. And I'll be getting the optimum amount of sleep tonight for sure. Okay. And I know like routines help people. Getting into a routine is a way to save mental energy because you just know what you're doing. And that's it. These little habits are what create the big changes in your life. So if you can stick to just a solid routine of like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And you start doing that every day, you just know what you do. Your body kind of goes in robot mode. And you don't have to think about it. That way you have enough capacity to stick into areas that you love, to your passions, to your goals, to your achievements, to all of that. Okay. The more decisions that you can eliminate, the more mental energy you have for the things that matter. Multitasking, it's not the time for that. It is not the time for that. It's a lot to switch from one task to another. So just do one task at a time. Okay. One task at a time. Let go of things that don't matter. Let go of the things that don't matter. If you have a limited amount of mental energy, it only makes sense to save it for shit that matters. Okay. They always say, don't sweat the small stuff. And for the most part, that is really fucking true. Most of the things you're fucking worrying about, they're not worth it. Okay. Save your attention for the big things. I said it this week where you need to have a schedule. And this is the same thing if you're dealing with something that like a roadblock, okay, or a speed bump. Like I feel like energetically and emotionally, I hit a speed bump because this call is weighing heavy on me, okay? Because I can't just let it go. It's not, there's something there, okay? Something I have to face, something I need to deal with. I know we need to have a talk, okay? So I know what my day needs to be tomorrow to nurture this. That's it. I plan it out. And every night before you're going to bed, you should already know what you're doing and literally picture yourself doing it. Okay. I know something that is helping me get back on track with my stupid ass fucking workouts that I love so much. And it's stupid because I cuss until I get done and I'm like, God, why do I ever stop doing it? Like, why do I fall out of routine? Because I feel powerful. Like, I was ready to just like kung fu fight my husband when I was done working out. I just felt empowered. Every time I feel better, but I drag my feet. Anyway. Make the schedule. Imagine yourself doing it. I have to see myself doing the workouts like before I go to bed. And I feel like it just kind of becomes like part of what I just do the next day. And this is something that I am doing for myself for tomorrow is to delegate. Okay. Save yourself for the critical issues. What's important to you in this moment? So you've got to assign tasks to other people. Okay. Have your kids take out the trash, right? Give your employees additional responsibilities. Give your husband a stack of shit and tell him that my energy has to be protected today. I literally am making sure that things work out for me in this emotional space so I can work through this. Okay. And I'm definitely checking my self-talk. Okay. It's because you're going to wear yourself out with that negative dialogue. You've got to keep what you say to yourself positive and upbeat. This matters far more than anyone starts to realize. Okay. But once you start practicing on building your mental energy and you start flexing this, you get stronger, you'll feel and perform better in every facet of your life. This isn't just something I'm taking on a personal issue with my mom. It's everything. It's the businesses that we're running, it's the decisions that we're making, it's the way we're raising our kids, it's whatever it is. This is how I apply these things. That's it. And life is going to keep coming. So here I am working on my energy, trying to get back into some routines. And then, I get an emotional smack in the head. And that's all it was today. Just, an emotional wake-up call, just mentally, physically, like it's one of those life moments because that shit keeps happening. As much as I wish the world went on pause for us, bitch, it does not. It does not. Every day we have to get up and we have to choose to be the person who is going to be the director of the movie of our lives. That's it. And that's it. You're figuring this out. It's your choices, your decisions. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can wake up and just let it all go and just say, fuck it. I don't really care and not look back and, block her number and never have to deal with it again. Or I can wake up and call her and just be like, you know what? Let's have a clean slate. Who needs to bring up the past? Who cares? I don't give a fuck, And in some level, as much as I wish this woman would come and apologize to me, I don't need it. I forgave her a long time ago, and I've said that a million times in all the work I do, I am very thankful for the choices that she made. And I know it was a very broken woman doing it. I know that. respect. She chose the easy way out as a parent, you know? And there are days when I'm in the midst of being a mom that I don't blame her. I'm like, this bitch was kind of smart. Like, she dodged all these bullets because it's heartbreaking to be a mom, you know? As much beauty as they bring, there's really hard parts too, you know? Like, when my girls go to college, that's fucking hard, man. That's hard. And you know what I do? Because I am my mother's daughter, every single time before they leave, I pick fights and they call me out. Like, they know already. They're like, okay, mom, we're leaving. So just fight with us, you know? And I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm seeing the pattern and I get it. But that's our self-preservation mode. If we push everybody away, no one can hurt us. If we get away from them first, no one can hurt us. So there's a lot of things that I can see in her behavior and her actions. It doesn't mean I have to tolerate it, but I'm welcome to people changing and I'm welcome to people being open because that is the truth here. Anyone can change their lives at any given time. I believe that 100%. People are like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I guarantee. If people will wake the fuck up and assume total massive responsibility for where they are, this includes you. Anything can happen in your future. You could be a totally different person tomorrow if you wanted to be. And you fucking know it. We just get lazy to make the choices that are going to support the change. That's all. And it's just about reprogramming our brains. It's just about protecting our energy, staying focused on being in the present moment. So, thank you for joining the Brandon Lynette Show as I took myself through some mental therapy. I'm gonna go hang out with my kid for a minute and do some meditating, and then I'm gonna visualize my day for tomorrow. Drink a big ass glass of water before I go to bed. I'm gonna know what I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna know what I'm gonna drink. I'm gonna know what I'm gonna do tomorrow. Every step, I'm gonna plan it out in my head, and that's how I win the next day. Right? Today felt kind of heavy, and I'm releasing that. I'm releasing that before I go to bed. All of it, the cold shower, the standing in intention, all of it. Okay. Yes, I have a little help from microdosing psilocybin. Okay. I think if I had not been someone who microdosed, that today would have sent me off the rails in an emotional spiral because it is fucking emotional. It's a big fucking deal. This woman I haven't talked to in a decade out of the blue is like, hey, come to a family reunion. What the fuck? What? It would be so awkward. It would be so awkward. I just can't even imagine. I can't imagine. I've not seen these people in so long. You know, I would feel very weird, very out of place, but that's life. We'll figure out our way. Okay. I love you, bitches. Have a great fucking weekend. I will see you Monday where we're going to talk about microdosing psilocybin. I do have some incredible testimonies from a handful of clients this week that are on like week one, two, and three. One, two, and three. I got some great conversations going that I'm going to share with you guys. So have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate all your support. Make sure you are following me on the Facebook page, that you're subscribed, and you're signed up for my emails.